The Gospel according to John, the 13th chapter. Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hand and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For Jesus knew who was to betray him. For this reason, he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly, I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Okay, so who here knows the song, "They Will Know We Are Christians by Our Love"? Oh, so many hands, yes. "They will know we are Christians by our love," right? Yes, I hear the singing. Thanks, Barb. So this is where that song comes from, this text, where Jesus gives a new commandment to his disciples before he dies, to love one another. And he says those words, "By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." They will know we are Christians by our love. The song is dated, so you're all dated with me, that you knew it. And it can come off as a little trite at times, but it sums up really well this important message that Jesus gave to his disciples, that this is what it is to be a follower of Jesus. Love. This is how other people will know that we are disciples of Christ. This is how people will know that we are Christian, by our love. By our love, not by our piety, not by our righteousness, not by our rightness, not even by our faithful church attendance. What identifies us as followers of Christ, as friends of Jesus, what identifies us as Christians is our love. This is the message that Jesus gives to his closest friends at his last meal. As he's preparing for the end of his life here on earth, as he's preparing for the end of his time with them, he gives them this new commandment. And of course, Jesus doesn't just tell them about it, he shows them. He shows them what this love looks like by getting down on his knees and washing their feet. In this simple, humble, dirty act of service, he shows them that love isn't always pretty. It can be ugly, dirty work. And we know this to be true, right? We know that love is not always pretty, and it's certainly not easy. Love can be the smelly work of changing a dirty diaper, or the painful work of sitting through heartbreak and tears with a friend. Love can be cleaning up drool or vomit for someone who's sick or dying. Love can be trudging through anger and frustration in order to mend a relationship, or setting aside our fears and biases so that we can see God in the face of a stranger. Love can look like so many things, but it's certainly not easy. This love that Jesus calls us to, it's an action. And it can show up in all sorts of big and small ways as we go about our lives, as we go about the hard work of loving and caring for one another. And it's this love, this hard work love, that Jesus models for his disciples as he washes their grimy, dirty feet. Love that's not afraid to get its hands dirty, and that's not worried about looking bad. And this love that Jesus gives, it extends even to Judas, his betrayer. It extends even to Peter, the one who will deny him three times. It extends even to all of those disciples who will abandon Jesus in his time of need. These are the feet that Jesus washes. These are the people that he's caring for, and it is that unconditional, self-giving love that we, followers of Jesus, are called, are commanded to share. In fact, it's this love that identifies us as Christians. They will know we are Christians by our love, by our love. I'm going to get that stuck in your head all week. That's my goal. Now, like I said, the problem with this song and the reason it comes off as so trite is that life's not that simple. We don't walk around hand in hand singing this song and loving each other all the time. Heck, we're not even nice to each other all the time. At least I know I'm not. But the good news is that it's not about us. It's not about how good we are at acting out of love all the time. It's about how much God loves us all the time. Our God loves us so much that Jesus came into the world to give his whole life for us. Our God loves us so much that even hanging on the cross, Jesus forgave us everything, even his death. Our God loves us so much that nothing, absolutely nothing, can separate us from God's love. And it's that love, that unconditional, unquenchable, undeniable love, the love that we've been given, that is the love that we're called to share. See, it doesn't come from us. It's been given to us, and all we have to do is share it. All we have to do is share it. And because our God knows that even that can be too hard for us, we're not left to do it all on our own. We've been given the gift of Holy Communion, where again and again, week after week, we can come to this table and experience this amazing love of God. We can be washed clean of all our past mistakes and be filled up by the presence of Jesus. Because you see, Jesus comes here, right here, to feed us, to fill us up and strengthen us, to enable us to carry that love out into the world, to share what we've been given with others. Every time you do, every time you come to the table, Jesus will come to meet you, to fill you up with God's love, to fill you up to overflowing so that you can go out and share God's love with the world. So tonight I invite you to come to the table. Come to the table and receive this amazing gift, this gift of love. Amen.